This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. CHS is still working to raise funds for local food pantries. Their Harvest for Hunger campaign ends this weekend with a cornhole tournament at Dew Drop Inn in Dow. Yesterday, I talked with Marketing and Communications Specialist Aaron Williams about the event, and I also talked with Alan Bailey out of their latter location for a spring agronomy update. Aaron, want to touch on the Harvest for Hunger campaign again and event that's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we are nearly halfway through our goal already, and we have until March 20th is when our campaign ends, and we're hosting this Saturday at Dew Drop in Dow a cornhole tournament. We're going to kick things off at about 1 o'clock. It's a blind draw, so bring a partner and we'll get you hooked up. It's only $20 a team, and we're going to have 50-50 raffles, and we're going to raffle off a smoker, an awesome smoker that was donated by Mike and Steed.
And just remind us again, the money that's raised for this is going to be distributed to several food pantries, correct?
Yeah, several food pantries in the area are going to benefit from all of our efforts through the whole Harvest for Hunger campaign. This is something that CHS feels very strongly about. You know, we're a farmer-owned co-op, and so feeding the world is something that is very important to us, and it starts by feeding the hungry in our area.
Well, it's definitely a great cause, and speaking of feeding the world, we're coming up on spring, and we're going to start planting to get crops rolling, and you guys had a spring agronomy meeting, your March Madness meeting today, and want to talk with Alan Bailey about that. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You guys had a spring agronomy meeting, or you called it your March Madness meeting today, so fill us in on what was covered at that meeting.
Yeah, you know, it's a great meeting that we've been doing for several years here at this location. We covered a little bit of everything, kind of prepper for guys on, you know, what to expect from us this year, any changes we've got made within our business units, paperwork changes, you know, when they can come pick up seed, and also gives them a chance to meet all the employees, all the guys that are going to be out working in their field, and kind of put a face to the name and kind of get to mingle with those guys. And we also get a lot of support from our suppliers, so we had lots of giveaways, and it's been a great day. So,
well, I guess I'll ask you, since you had farmers there and you guys are experts in this area, what's the talk? How are soil temps looking, and when are people thinking they're going to be getting in the fields?
Well, everybody, I think everybody wants it to dry up a little bit. They want this wind to keep blowing. It is rather windy out here today. We kind of caught a little bit of rain there last week that caused us to get wet, where some of our guys over to the west, they didn't catch that, so they're actually looking at doing some field work maybe today or tomorrow. We could really use it to warm up. That's our biggest thing. You know, March is always moving from, we'll have a really nice day, you know, kind of like this is pretty much a typical March week where we hit 80 one day and, you know, they're calling for snow Saturday night. So, you know, everybody's just kind of waiting for things to moderate out a little bit and see what's going to happen and see when they can get out there.
So it sounds like we're going to have to put the brakes on for a little while longer yet.
Yeah, I think so. At least right here in this little area right here around the Louder. And a few miles away. They're kind of holding off a little bit longer. We've been doing some construction around here. We were hoping to move some dirt around and do some leveling off and stuff like that, and we couldn't even get that done. It was so wet. So we got a little bit of time to get that going before we can even do a little dirt work out around here. So it'll be a little bit before they get in and start messing around in the field.
And has it been too wet then for any spring fertilizer application, or did anyone have a chance to get that on a little earlier?
Yeah, we were able to get going. We had about a week's worth of work we were able to get done. These last couple of rains kind of brought a halt to that. So still got a little bit to do, still some ammonia to go on out there. We still got quite a bit of dry fertilizer to do. We got some guys that are just trying to figure out where their dry fertilizer needs are right now. So, you know, there's quite a bit of dry fertilizer left to go on as well.
Well, anything that I haven't asked you either about, you know, field work or anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
I'd say just everybody have a safe spring. Be cognizant of your 4 R's as we're out there and making our fertilizer applications. The microscope is on farmers in general. So be cognizant of that and just have a safe spring. And if there's anything that any of our CHS locations can do to help them out, just give any of us a call and we'll be glad to do what we can.
Once again, that agronomy update was from Alan Bailey with CHS out of their Louder location, and the cornhole tournament information was with Aaron Williams of CHS. And again, that tournament starts Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Dew Drop Inn in Dow. And we'll be back with more after these messages. An article by Bloomberg Businessweek says Coca-Cola intends on making milk a billion-dollar brand. Coke has joined forces with a dairy cooperative to create Fairlife, which produces a filtered, high-protein, low-sugar, lactose-free designer milk, which is also called Fairlife. It costs about $4 for a 52-ounce bottle, which is more than organic milk, and that's about double of what conventional milk sells for. In its first year on the shelves, Fairlife reached $90 million in sales, giving a sizable boost to the specialty milk category, which includes milk with more calcium or no lactose. Coke is part owner of Fairlife through its Venturing and Emerging Brands Group, which has backed Zico Coconut Water, Honest Tea, and Fuse Juice Drink. Milk is only one of the latest attempts by Coke to offset declining soda consumption with healthier products. According to Sanford C. Bernstein analyst Alexa Howard, specialty milk sales jumped 21% in 2015, which was up from 9% growth in 2014. She says largely thanks to the launch of Coca-Cola's high-protein Fairlife brand. Dean Foods is also releasing specialty milk products and has co-branded its regional milks under one umbrella called Dairy Pure. The drinks are hormone and antibiotic-free. The company is releasing a lactose-free variety this year. Since 2011, Dean has targeted kids and adults with its True Moo Milk, which comes in such flavors as cookies and cream and chocolate marshmallow. Parents like the product because the milk contains no high-fructose corn syrup. Dairy Pure, which has been on the market for about 10 months, appears to be building on True Moo's momentum. For the 12 weeks that ended on January 23rd, volume sales of Dean's branded milk rose 1.6% compared with a 7.3% decline over the previous year, and that's also according to Sanford C. Bernstein analyst Alexa Howard. In other national ag news, the voluntary GMO labeling bill failed to receive enough votes Wednesday to clear a procedural hurdle. The Senate voted 48-49 against the voluntary labeling proposal by Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts. The Kansas Republican was unable to reach a compromise with his committee's top Democrat, Debbie Stabenow, who led the opposition. The bill needed 60 votes to move forward. Before the vote, Stabenow said negotiations would continue and that she hoped a deal could be wrapped by the end of this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voted against the cloture motion, which will allow him to bring up the legislation later should an agreement be reached. Presidential candidates Senators Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, along with now former candidate Marco Rubio, were not present for the vote. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.